Rob Nicholson was out at Caulfield. How was your morning, Rob?
Very busy, Nadia. A lot of horses, and we had quite a number of horses come and have a gallop on the course proper from stables outside of Caulfield this morning. So certainly trying to keep an eye on all of it was most entertaining and enjoyable.
Okay, well, let's talk a bit about some of the highlights from this morning. FOM Stables, and first of all, Mick Price, he's got a strong hand Australia-wide.
Yeah, he does. He's fresh off the Group 1 win with Grunt last weekend in the Maccabi Diva, and he's got Seabrook nominated to run in the Golden Rose and has accepted in the Golden Rose. She went around this morning with Damien Oliver in the saddle and went 1,000 metres the reverse way on the poly track and just did a bit of even work and came home her last 400 metres in 26, just cruised home the last 400. And look, she looks terrific. She's come on from her run first up when third to Native Soldier, and I'd expect that she'd be very competitive, having won a Group 1 up in Sydney before. So she looked terrific. Ollie was very pleased with the way she felt, and I don't think there was a lot put into the work this morning. I believe she did most of her main session on Saturday morning. So plenty to like about Seabrook going up to Sydney in the Golden Rose. Mick's also got a couple nominated to run in the Sir Rupert Clarke Stakes, Group 1 at Caulfield. Holy Snow's one that trialled yesterday at Cranbourne and finished sixth behind Vidora in a time of a minute one flat, and was a blanket finish, probably a length behind Vidora in the finish, and came home the last 400 quite nicely, Holy Snow, and was hitting the line within himself and looked very good. Oregon's Day's been terrific in its two starts back, and worked on the course proper this morning over 1,000 metres on her own, and she ran home the last 800 metres in 51.63, Nadia, and came home the last 400 in 24.46. Wasn't asked to do too much, more a maintenance gallop than anything else, as she's only lightly framed, but look, her run last start was pretty good at Moonee Valley, and before that was a bit of an eye-catcher as well, so went third. So plenty to like about his Group 1 runners. He's also got Mighty Boss and High Am going to contest the Naturalism Stakes. Miss Admiration's nominated for it, but will likely go up to Rose Hill with Seabrook and contest the Colin Stephen Quality over the 2,400 metres. Mighty Boss and Miss Admiration worked together over a mile this morning, Nadia, on the poly track. On the second lap, they ran 1,600 metres in a minute 50.12, and Mighty Boss led throughout, and probably the last 400, Miss Admiration closed significantly, but Mighty Boss still won by just on a length and in a time of 23.90 for the last 400. High Am just worked on her own over 1,400 metres on the course proper in evens this morning and came home the last 400 in 24.78, Nadia, so plenty to like there. He's got Irish County nominated for the three-year-old Super Vobis three-year-old plate, and it worked quite stylishly this morning over 800 metres in 50.17 and home the last 400 in 23.89. Some good work, and he's nominated to run in South Australia as well, Nadia, but I believe may stay here at Caulfield. Aside from that, Cardinay's another one that is nominated to run in the list of Jim Maloney Stakes. It worked 1,000 metres in evens and came home the last 400 in a very comfortable 25.32. May run Saturday, but is also a possibility to run Sunday. So we'll just see how the nominations pan out there. Last start winner, Octobello, is nominated for the Benchmark 78 handicap, Nadia, and worked nicely this morning over 1,400 metres in a minute 37.93, and the last 400 in a very cruisy 25.38. Plenty to like about the way Octobello's going. And he's also going to run Princess of Queens, Netherfield and Noriko over in South Australia on Saturday. Princess of Queens was a good last start winner. Netherfield got pipped at the post, and Noriko did a nice little bit of work on the steeplegrass this morning in evens and home his last 400 in 24.08. So it was good, a good gallop for Noriko, while the other two finalised their preps over in Adelaide.
Okay, what about Kieran Murr and Dave Eustace? They've got a few runners on the weekend too.
They do. They've got Lightning in My Veins in the Group 1 Rupert Clark Stakes, and he worked this morning quite nicely over 800 metres on the course proper in 52.53 and came home the last 400 metres in 23 flat, Lightning in My Veins. And if you saw his last start, he flew home and was very much an eye-catcher for second. I think, obviously, a much stronger race, but he's in form, and once he hits form, he seems to hold it, Lightning in My Veins, so he could be a nice each-way chance. Bonds Away worked very nicely this morning, over 800 metres on the course proper, and ran home the last 400 in 23.05, and it'll contest the handicap Nadia over the 1,100 metres. Does have a good record fresh and does go well at Caulfield. Al Galea will contest the benchmark 78 handicap, and it had a trial yesterday at Cranbourne over 990 metres and finished second and in a good time of 1 minute 1.59. So Al Galea will certainly going quite nicely, while they're very hopeful of a good run from their colt Global Exchange, who will contest the three-year-old handicap. It worked in company with Chris Lee's filly Regina, and it'll contest the Mullaney Stakes at listed level. They ran at 800 metres in a nice sharp time of 50.93 and came home their last 400 in 23.02. So plenty to like about both of those horses going into the weekend. And Chris Lee's horse certainly was very good in its gallop, and Global Exchange, plenty to like about it being a last start winner.
That's for sure. David Pfeiffer has I Am Excited going around in the How Now.
Yes, and came out to Caulfield this morning with I Am Excited. Very impressive gallop this morning. Nadia goes around in the Group 3 How Now, and on the course proper, just started to stride up at about the 1,000 and took off at the 800 to run a very impressive time of 49.61, and we're expecting the horse to just ease off a little bit, but there was no such slowing down. Really improved from the last 400 to run home in probably the quickest time of the morning of 22.50, which is low flying out wide on the course proper. Plenty to like about the way the horse worked this morning, and if it can produce that on Saturday, I think I'm Excited will be exciting the punters. It was a terrific gallop and very much a track-winning gallop this morning for David Pfeiffer, and I'm Excited.
Okay, so it gets a big tick. What about for Matt Dunn?
Matt Dunn sent out Divine Unicorn, who will contest the Naturalism Stakes Nadia, and a little bit down in the nominations, and will certainly be hoping for the start on Saturday after a terrific piece of work this morning. Divine Unicorn worked 1,000 metres in a minute 5.73 on the course proper and came home the last 800 in 51.43 and improved again the last 400 to run home in 22.84. So Divine Unicorn going very nicely on the track this morning. Will be competitive on what I saw, and with a little bit of luck might sneak into the field. But if it doesn't, I'd certainly be following it wherever it goes around next anyway, Nadia.
Okay, so it's another for us to follow. Philip Stokes, he looks like he might be in for a good spring.
Yeah, he certainly does, and he's got very much an eye-catching horse in Assertive Play contesting the list of Mullaney Stakes. He's still a little unsure whether the run last start where she flew home late is that of a horse that's good fresh over 1,200 metres or whether she'll get the 1,600 metres, but we'll certainly find that out. She worked this morning in more of a maintenance gallop ridden by Craig Williams on the course proper over 1,000 in a minute 9 and came home the last 400 in 24.25. As I said, wasn't asked to do a lot, but certainly impressive. And she's a nice-sized filly, and I think she'll be very competitive again on the weekend. Phillip's also got More Than Exceed, who will contest the three-year-old plate. rating 800 metres on the steeple grass this morning in 51.38. Looks a nice type as well, and the last 400 in 23.59. Well, he's got a horse nominated to run in the handicap over the 1,100 metres now here called Captain Punch. Now, he didn't work at Caulfield this morning as he trialled last Thursday at Morfordville. And if anyone gets the opportunity, certainly go and have a look at that trial, because he won by 9.5 lengths and absolutely brained them. He looks an absolute pocket rocket, Captain Punch, and Phillip's definitely excited at the prospect of him going around on the weekend.
That's for sure. Yeah, definitely go and have a look at the trial, because it was quite an impressive performance. There's no doubting that at all, the trial there of Captain Punch, who, of course, had spent a bit of a campaign up in Brisbane, and the time was simply sensational too. Look, Lloyd Kennewell, he's got a couple that go around on the weekend too.
He does. He's got Angelucci, who was nominated to run tomorrow. He scratched it from the race already in preference for the benchmark 78 handicap. It worked yesterday morning over 1,200 metres and ran a time of a minute 19.76, home the last 400 in 25, just a cruise around yesterday more than anything else. And Heart of a Lion was very impressive in a recent jump out at Caulfield. It went around over 800 metres this morning in 52.25, home in 24, and it'll line up in the same race as Captain Punch and Bonds Away. So it's certainly going to be fairly competitive in that race, Nadia, if they all run.
That's for sure. Also, John Maloney?
John Maloney's got Fine Dine, nominated for the three-year-old plate. It worked nicely over 800 metres this morning in 52 and came home the last 400 in 24.05. Certainly a horse with a little bit of talent and should be competitive. Has had a good win and recently, and John's very pleased with the horse. He's also got Dornier nominated for the benchmark 78 handicap. It went around over a mile this morning in evens, and he's fairly confident the horse will run well on the weekend. While Pure's another horse he has nominated for the Jim Maloney Stakes, and it's going to go around today, I believe, but John's certainly hoping that it'll run well as well today. If it goes around, at good odds.
Okay. Who do you think are the main horses to take from Caulfield?
I think you can go well following Seabrook and Miss Admiration up in Sydney at Rose Hill on the weekend. I think that I'm Excited was an outstanding performance on the track this morning, and it's hard to go past her work. I think that you can do well with Octobello. I also think that Oregon's Day is due to run a bold race, as is Lightning in My Veins. Might be worth putting them into your multiples. And aside from those, Nadia, I think that you can do well over in Adelaide with Princess of Queens and Netherfield for Mick. Other than those, I certainly think that you can do very well with Assertive Play in the Maloney Stakes. And I wouldn't be too upset if Divine Unicorn was a nice each-way chance at odds in the naturalism if it gets a run.
Okay. Thank you, Rob. Good punting on the weekend.
You too, Nadia.
Yes.